I found that it was operated by two men as partners. Tom Blackmire, one of the partners, was on hand, and here is a recording of our conversation made right in his station.
When did you get into this gasoline business?
We went into February 15th, 1946.
And what did you do before you went into the gasoline business?
Well, during the war, I was inspector for the Navy. My partner was service manager at the Paper City Motor Sales, Pontiac Garage.
I see. Well, what's your partner's name?
Richard Youngs.
Just haven't seen him around here today. What's become of him?
Well, he's away for a week fishing.
Oh, well, I hope that he'll bring you home some. Then you have a week off after he gets back?
That's right, next week.
Uh-huh. How did you happen to get into the gasoline business?
Well, I've been associated with automobiles for about 12 years. And it was just natural to want to go into business for yourself. And that was the closest things to automobiles that I could get into.
Well, a lot of the veterans have gone into business for themselves, haven't they?
That's right.
How do you like the gasoline business?
Fine.
And you think it's something you want to stick with for a long time?
Well, I think it has plenty of opportunities for anyone starting into a small business.
What hours do you work?
From 7:30 in the morning till about 6:30 at night.
Is that the hours the station is open? Are you here all the time?
No. The station is open from 7:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night.
How many do you have on your staff besides yourself and your partner?
There's four of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you get gasoline in here? Does it come in big trucks?
It's brought in here by one big truck and trailer.
Does it come in on railroad cars originally and transferred to the trucks?
That's right.
The trucks pick it up where?
In Battle Creek, at Sun Oil Company.
Mm-hmm. And where does the gas come from that you use? Is it what part of the United States?
Pennsylvania.
Where is it stored when you get it here?
Stored in three underground tanks next to the building.
What's their capacity?
5,500 storage.
5,500 gallons?
5,500 gallons.
How are your pumps checked, and who does that?
The city of Kalamazoo has a department of weights and measures. Their man stops in your station at irregular intervals.
You never know when he's coming?
You never know when he's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He walks over to your pumps, draws out 10 gallons from each pump, which is put into a measure. And in that way, he checks your pumps against his measures.
I see. You know, sometimes on this cartoon, they'll do it every time. You see a picture of a gasoline service station that's forced to provide a lot of free service. Is that a pet peeve, the people that drive in just for free service?
Yes, there are quite a few that come in for free service.
Mm-hmm. Why is there a scarcity of gas? You got any idea?
Well, I believe it's just a matter of transportation. That's merely from what I've read.
You mean transportation of the gasoline from the oil fields or from the refineries to the stations? And
well,
the crude oil from the oil wells to the refineries?
I would say both.
Mm-hmm. How will it affect the average driver, do you think?
Well, a personal opinion of mine, I would say that I don't think we'll see a shortage this summer.
Here in your station, what are your busiest days?
From Wednesday till Saturday.
Do the retail gasoline dealers have any kind of an association here in Kalamazoo?
Yes, they're quite well established here in Kalamazoo County.
Is it connected with some state association of gasoline dealers?
Yes, of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of the organization?
Well, the purpose of this Gasoline Dealers Association is to prevent price cutting.
In other words, it's designed to make the business fairly profitable for everybody in it. Is that
profitable
right?
Profitable and stable.
Mm-hmm. Do all the gasoline stations in Kalamazoo belong to that association?
No, they don't.
A good many of them, or quite a few, do not.
That's right.
Well, thanks very much, Tom, for giving us this information about your job and your business here in Kalamazoo.